dirty waters that Jesus walked on.
Let's go.
I swear to God, my niggas, we ain't talking about a goddamn
thing on this motherfucker. It's like 12 o'clock.
Yeah, it's not 12 o'clock, but it's getting there, man. Yo, we're recording. Y'all niggas ready? How you feeling, Moses?
Feeling right now. Let's go.
How you feeling, Dave?
Stop playing.
Yeah, poops.
Yo,
yeah,
E.
You poops.
Yo, E, I'm going to need you to shut the fuck up. In the background, we got our nigga E
smoke
here.
Smoke that cigarette like a lab.
Yo, E is from episode 4, Too Saucy, nigga.
Yeah.
We got Cuz in here. I don't know. E. Dirty TL. Who? Dirty TL is what Cuz want. I'm not saying all of that. That's too much for me. So
not calling no grown man nasty.
Yeah, definitely not doing
I
that.
I call him JW, though. Let's go.
No fucking JW.
Don't call him no JW.
Fucking JW.
He wants to call some filthy shit. I ain't doing it. I'm not doing it. Sorry, cuz. Not doing it, cuz. So this is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses.
Yeah.
Why the fuck Dave always do some different shit every episode, Moses?
I'm trying to keep it, you know what I'm saying, popping. That's him. Let him do him. Let him do him.
I'm mad he ain't got the cape out on the do-rag tonight.
Nah, it's too hot. It's humid out here. I don't need that cape on my neck.
He got the Method Man look.
Shut up, nigga.
It's hard right now.
Tecal.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that Tecal shit. That's that dust.
So you don't fuck with the woo?
Well,
yeah,
no.
He do.
Tecal's that dust, nigga. I don't fuck with that.
I ain't say you was fucking with me. I'm just saying. You
Shed
said Method.
Take cow.
I'm sorry, man. Damn.
Because you could have said another line, though.
Like what?
Let's go.
That's
man. What?
What is this? Episode 34, right?
34.
Who wore that number? Oh, Shaquille O'Neal wore that number in the Lakers when he won the rings with Kobe. So, episode Shaquille O'Neal. What's up?
What's up? Kobe was snitch.
Hey, you know what else? Hey, yo, LA, what up? We see y'all listening. New York, what up? I see Tampa. I see Chicago. I see motherfucking. Who the fuck else was on our shit? Yo, Charlotte, what up? Fayetteville. Yo.
Charlotte.
Ever since I talked that shit about Fayetteville not being our top city, now they're our top city.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Let's do it,
Fayetteville. What up, Fayetteville? East
Show
side.
That love, Fayetteville.
Yeah. East side, south side, west side, all that shit.
That's a big 10-fold.
It's nice though. You look popping.
Motherfucking Hope Mills, motherfucking Durham, Raleigh.
Niggas talking about 2 cities.
You know what I mean? Rayford, Clinton. You see these niggas, man. Yo.
And see what up.
You already know, man. They fucking with us. Yeah, like that shit, cuz. Like that shit.
So you were here.
Yeah, man, it's fucking
2 6 We not starting that.
What?
We not starting that.
I hate Moses. All right, yo, hopefully y'all can't hear the crickets in the background.
Damn crickets, fuck them.
Now, you know what you know what you do. What you do here is that the bottle is gone before we started.
That's so exactly what the fuck's going.
So let's go.
All right, yo.
It's a little music.
Yeah, it ain't. It is. Man, you ain't. Give me this shit.
Get the shit, nigga. Finish this shit and talk, nigga. Right, multitask. Yeah.
All right, listen. Y'all niggas ain't hear the Big Crit album.
Here we go.
Big Crit.
You still put that on? No, we haven't heard it. We'll talk about it next joint. It's coming up.
Ah, nigga, I want to talk about it. It was good.
It's coming. Okay, we haven't heard it. Wait till everybody hear it. We'll talk about the next
one. Nigga, there's plenty of fucking topics we done did with y'all. Somebody ain't hear some shit.
Nigga, but we can talk about it when we both hear it.
Oh,
nigga,
my
come on.
God. Jesus Christ. See? Mm-hmm. list getting shorter and shorter and shorter.
Listen to Alchemist, nigga. I told you.
Shut the fuck up.
I want you the bread.
All right, well, look. Hey, yo. Dreamville did 112K in the first week.
Yeah, easy.
100.
Easy? That got a cold name on it, nigga. It's easy.
Nah.
It's easy.
I ain't gonna say it. That's 65 guests on it, though.
That's easy. They got Cole's name on it. It's easy. That's nothing.
Nah, I think it's definitely a big accomplishment, but I just think it's, you know, for that many people.
What?
I didn't see it going that. Oh. I thought it was gonna be a little less. You know what I'm saying?
Of course it is.
Yo, shut up.
You
got cousin in the background. That's easy.
Anything with Cole's name on it is going to do that at least 100 regardless, my nigga. 100,000, he can
What'd
do
he
that.
Say? Anything with Cole's name's on it.
Anything Cole's name on it.
You know, Dave like to talk his shit, talking about our hometown hero and shit. So now anything with Cole's name on it is going to do some numbers.
No, that's a fact. And then you got
Cole spit.
Those are
don't deny Cole spit.
I mean, you
can't deny that.
You got to recognize what the nigga do when he do it. The nigga, he'll drop a... He drop a album out of nowhere and still do two.
And that'll be tough. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And this ain't even his full album.
And
they
shit.
Did one. And then those other artists, they got their own fan base too. So, you know.
I think it was...
Niggas be counting me out. Huh?
Here we go.
Count them out, huh?
I thought it was a great accomplishment just for the simple fact that you had that many different artists and producers and everything. Like, that many credits on there. And then... Because usually, like we just talked about it, like most of the time we don't want to hear a bunch of people just rapping on the beats, beats, and then, you know what I mean? This shit kind of remind me of the Rough Riders.
I told you, like, it was like some people you can feel that old school feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like that takeover, just like the Bad Boys and then the Rough Riders. You know what I'm saying? Everybody had their moment. I feel like it might be their moment right now. Just like good music, because when good music came out, everybody was like on their team, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Still a little bit on their team, but the music is kind of slow a little bit, I feel like.
I mean, I think I compare it to the Rough Riders because, you know, a lot of the Rough Riders artists was hot when they was coming out with the compilation albums. You know what I mean? The Rough Rider Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3, all that shit. Everybody was spitting. Everybody, you know, you knew what you was getting with that.
Yeah. That's good about it.
We didn't know what we was getting from this Dreamville album.
Nigga, you didn't know what you was getting.
You didn't know neither.
Now,
nigga.
Listen to what I'm saying.
I just want to talk some shit.
You didn't know what you was getting because you didn't
Nobody
listen.
Nobody knew.
Because you ain't listen to the artists. If you was invested in them artists like you
I
was.
I fuck with Boss and J.I.D.
If you was invested in them
and
artists.
And Ari Lenz.
If you were invested in those artists like you was the fucking Rough Rider niggas, you would have known that the shit was going to be popping. You not invested in them, nigga, because you ain't really dig deep like you did them Rough Rider artists, nigga, right?
No. Yeah, you might be a little right on that. You might be a little right on that.
Right.
I'll let you lie.
You were definitely more.
I was definitely invested in Rough Riders.
You was definitely more. Not even invested. Just more familiar with Rough Rider artists than what's his name. So you ain't know. But other people, I'm sure they knew what the fuck was going on.
Right.
Okay. You got to understand, like, if you love a group, you're going to keep looking up stuff.
It surprised me.
So they got some more stuff for. You know what I'm saying? You'd listen to, especially Dreamville. And I've been listening to Boss and some of their stuff, but I didn't know the other artists. So I just felt like stupid because, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know them. But at the same time, that's what I'm talking about with Dave. I should have been looking up Dreamville instead of just certain artists. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't know it was that big.
I mean, listen.
It's still nice, though.
Nigga, you get up on music how you get up on music. Yeah. Nigga.
You know how I mean? Like, you'll catch up listening to the two artists, like, you know, about Boss and stuff like that. So you're going to. Listen, okay, they got a Dreamville thing, so you know it's gonna be hot. Like that was my thing.
Nah,
just
you can't really necessarily say you know it's gonna be hot.
Reason
they gotta create.
Listen, what I'm saying.
Okay, go ahead.
I said I know it's gonna be hot because of the certain artists. I'm like, if the way J. Cole came in the game was just different. You know what I'm saying? Like you could admit that. So me saying that, him investing in other people, I know they gotta be different. You know what I'm saying? Kind of people, so. I just listened to, like, some of the albums, so that made me, like, tough with it. But I'm just saying, like, certain people you just know. Like, Kanye West, like, when he first came out, I was always trying to listen to his artists. Like, when he came out with John Legend was tough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Like I said, I think I compare it to the Rough Riders album because, I mean, they one of the groups that was coming out with the compilation albums and shit. I was invested in Rockefeller. There ain't no Rockefeller. You know what I'm saying?
That's what the dynasty was supposed to be.
You think so? Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, but I still count that as a J album, though.
Right. He had most of it.
It's still a J album.
Right.
Oh, the Dynasty was supposed to be like I didn't really look at it.
Supposed
like
to be a compilation album. Compilation-ish. Okay.
Yeah, but man. it's J album.
Right. You think it's a J album because J is him. You think it's a J album because J is J.
Yeah. But no, but at the same time, was the thing, why weren't they on the cover? They should have been on the cover like we didn't know nothing. We just knew Jay was on it. So we thought it was his album. That's what I'm saying.
But it was his artist too, though.
That's what we thought, like they were just on his track.
Right. But like I said, a lot of those tracks did. A lot of those tracks did have a lot of the artists on there. So it was kind of like that. You know what I mean? The dynasty. That's what the whole dynasty.
But we didn't think about it. Like we just thought like it was his dynasty. Like what he talking about? You see what I'm saying?
You wasn't on it, but it's okay though.
Well, nah. I mean, but nah, Dave. Look
you
at it,
like pictures, man.
This is how I look at it too, because like we said, Rock.
Even the album covers had old pictures.
Right. Rough Riders Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3, whatever. This is what Revenge of the Dreamers 3. So they got Revenge of the Dreamers. They got.
One and two.
That's what I'm saying. So like there ain't no Rockefeller Volume 1, Volume 2. It ain't no Dynasty Volume 2.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? That's why I count it as a J album versus, you know, all of Rockefeller getting together like that. Even though it's still a great album. I love that album. You know what I mean? Fucking let's go ahead and talk about JP Morgan Chase Bank. With all the fucking cocaine they done found over there out there in Philly. We reported, I'm sorry, hold up.
Yeah. You know, first talking of all, shit about the backwoods.
Philly is on a fucking roll.
No, it's the same shit.
Huh?
It's the same thing. Remember when we talked about Philly?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's just now that
it's coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
By the bank. Behind it now.
Oh, I thought it was a whole separate, I thought it was a whole separate incident.
Nah, it's still the same, but now high authorities is getting involved now.
Okay, they say in the bank own that shit.
There you go.
Okay, I got you.
How you feel about...
But that bust they did wasn't $1 billion worth of coke
last time. Yes, it
was. It was?
Yeah.
They said on there.
I said it was like over like 16 tons or some shit, remember?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So. Yeah.
But now we know that it's by JP Morgan. Right. Chase
they own,
Bank.
They own the ship.
They own that ship. Own that ship. Having that shit come in. How y'all feel about that?
I feel like they knew about it.
It sound
fishy.
I mean,
they had no comment when asked about it. No comment.
It just sound fishy.
They get their affairs and all. It sound like somebody missed a payment to somebody. You know what I mean? And shit got all fucked up. Somebody, you know, missed the payment. Somebody ain't do their job.
Dude was talking shit. I don't need you fucking crackers.
Right. Oh, you don't?
I shut this shit down.
Don't say crackers. Come on, bro. Calm down, man.
It's a slang.
Could have been niggas, crackers, whatever. You know what I mean? But somebody what fucked
I
up. Was,
I ain't trying to be funny. Don't take this racially. But I'm saying I seen white people.
Right.
But I'm just saying that no matter what, white people still call each other crackers. We done seen it. Like, so don't get offended, please.
What? Right.
I never seen white people say crackers.
Y'all got it all wrong. Mm. We'll talk about it after the show and I explain it all to you. But you got the whole situation wrong.
Right.
There we go.
Anyway.
OG with a little side note. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
We got it.
Right. Fuck. I don't need no more interruptions.
There you go.
Swear to God. Mm-hmm. Anyway. They still found the coke. I don't give a fuck. And it was JP Morgan Bank. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. It's reported. What the fuck he's talking about?
You ain't got that money? Oh, you think I'm playing? Shut the shit down.
For the bank to be behind that though? You think the actual bank is behind it? My question.
I'm just saying, I just feel like the shipment still goes where it needs to go.
I don't know who behind it, but it's possible. See, My understanding of the story is a little different now that you told me that it's the same incident And so I got to do some more research. But listen, I'm sure the banks got something to do with something. That's the
Tony Montana
shit.
That's a fact.
Pretty sure the banks probably tired of losing money somewhere. Mm. All the loopholes motherfuckers is finding to get them motherfuckers. But anyway,
I don't even think it is that they tired of losing money. I think they just been making money forever.
Forever, right?
Yeah, 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 ain't worried about losing that chump change, nigga.
I don't know.
You know
like,
what I mean?
Like I said before,
when niggas get caught one time, it's about five more that get through.
That's a fact.
So
man.
You get
that's
one.
A fact,
you think
man.
That's the only ship?
I ain't that, thinking that.
You know what I mean? That ain't the only ship they got.
What about the
that's
rest
just the one that got
billion.
Caught.
Hmm? Yo, Bank of America, y'all better watch out. Wells Fargo, we know y'all got ships too, probably.
What about the other ship?
It's time to put a pause on all that for a second. No, them niggas ain't gonna stop.
And they be having these fucking interest rates on us and shit. Yo, fuck you, banks. You know what? Yo, ain't nobody giving a fuck y'all got caught on that shit, man. Yeah, fuck it, man.
Red Ted, what the fuck?
Yeah, man, fuck that shit, man. What we got here? So y'all want to talk about that armor truck that was down there in Atlanta?
I want to talk about why I can't get that lucky. You know what I mean? Why my luck ain't? Why my luck ain't?
I'm sick of all these stories. First it's a tire,
and then that's
now
not.
It's this.
Yeah.
Now it's this.
Yeah.
North Carolina suck.
Hell yeah.
So. They saying that an armored truck was on I-285 down in Atlanta. And, oh, Atlanta, what up? Y'all on analytics, too. I see you niggas.
Yeah, let me hold some.
Word, because y'all niggas was out there scrambling to get that motherfucking money.
Oh, just imagine.
You know what I'm saying? Huh? Free money, too. Yeah, it was definitely free money. These niggas was down there. The door flew open, and the money was scattered all over the highway. Niggas was hitting the brakes, the emergency brakes, all kind of shit, putting their cars in park, hopping out, leaving doors open, and grabbing the money.
Like, gotta get that.
Congratulations.
Goddamn.
But the thing is,
why they can't do that right here on 295 in Fayetteville?
Feel me?
Like, what the fuck, man?
Between the hours of.
You're all American. What up? Like, why the fuck we can't get that armored truck to do that dumb shit?
Nah, that nigga's like, fucked up. That nigga's like, did you close the hatch? Motherfuckers
was out there stopping their cars, hopping out, and grabbing the bread. So, Moses, you would
somebody
do that?
Somebody got fired that day.
You would do
but
that?
But at the same time, you got to watch. Like, I ain't getting killed.
I mean, nigga.
Watch
nobody
what?
Nobody really gonna understand what's going on, especially hitting that speed.
My
shit.
Nigga, you
until like shit. They really know what's going on. Oh shit, it's money. Okay,
my nigga, chances, a lot of money. Chances are you're not gonna be the first person to get pulled up to see the money, and you're gonna see these niggas going crazy.
Look,
on
nigga,
the right hand side,
you already know I'm getting. I don't give
over.
A fuck.
I'm there.
So right. You picking up all the money, Dave?
I'm picking as much as I can.
As much as I can. I mean, you're not gonna get all of it, man.
Oh, you definitely not gonna get all of it because you ain't the only one out there scrambling to get it.
I'm just get what I can now. I ain't gonna be too greedy because first of all, I just feel like
don't fight over free money.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like
Let me see this shit because I was trying to see how much it was that fucking flew out of that motherfucker. I want good.
Fresh out that bag.
God.
Out the bag.
Damn. Oh, 500K? Jesus Christ.
Niggas chilling.
Jesus Christ.
What?
500K?
Half a milli?
Scattered? Scattered?
Is that, you know what?
Scattered?
I mean, that's what they say. They say they lost
half a million.
Oh,
they
you know what? That
up.
Was a setup. Them niggas need to be investigated. Yeah. Who's driving that truck?
Jesus.
That was 20,000 fell out that bag of that motherfucker. They said a half a million gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got fired. It's all good. I got fired. Right, they got they checked.
There's only 2,000.
It's either two. It's supposed to be three niggas in the truck. It's two niggas in the front, one nigga in the back. The nigga in the back don't
hold
never
on,
leave
hold
the
on,
truck.
Dave, why you know all this?
Listen,
we always say
what the fuck is. I don't know that. Moses, did you know that?
I didn't know that. I seen the movie.
Movie?
You seen the movie?
I ain't going on no movies.
I've seen the show where they.
And seen the show.
Yeah, I seen the show where they did a whole bunch of robberies. They were showing a whole bunch of reenactments of robberies when they was robbing armored trucks and shit.
Have you ever thought about trying to rob one?
I definitely did, yes.
It's always
that's my nigga. Fact. You my nigga, Dave.
That's a fact. Nigga.
It's always somebody in the back.
Like, did you ever really like, no, this real shit. Hold up. Did you ever really just try to like be like, yo, I think I could pull this off?
No.
Like, no, I'm not like did you really put the plan together
no.
in your head?
In my head, of course, nigga. I mean,
Moses,
that shit.
Yeah?
No.
You have
seen? I done seen what they packing. I'm dead.
Well, what if you packing? You could be packing with more.
That old
you
nigga,
can have. You
do
can
you
have,
understand what I'm saying? I don't have no bulletproof. You know what I'm saying? I got to be smart with the shit.
What was that movie with 50? Damn, I forgot what it was called. Fuck it.
Set
they
up.
Robbed the armor truck and all
Set
that
up.
Shit.
Word.
But man, I wish that shit could have happened right here.
Definitely.
Was it Set It Up or something?
No, nigga, it was I forgot.
With the white boys, it was called Set Up or something.
No, nigga, with the.
No, hell
I
no,
forgot
not
the name.
For
oh, really? Right, we'll this get back thing. To it. But what was we talking about? Though?
We was talking about the armor truck that was spilling all the money out there in Atlanta. You know what I mean?
Word. But yeah, I wish I was there, though. That's all I can say.
Jesus. You seen armor?
Yeah, there was a, when I was watching that show, they had, there was a guy, they had showed a reenacting of, this was back when they only had two people in the armored trucks. There was one guy, he stayed in the car, and the other guy went and got the money.
Right.
There was a guy pulled up on a bike. The guy was coming outside, he was collecting the money, coming back to the truck, he killed him.
Off rip.
Gotcha. Bodied him.
Yeah.
He was on a bike. He got off the bike, killed him.
Motorcycle or bicycle?
Bicycle.
So the nigga was pedaling.
He was pedaling.
Okay. God damn.
Take this out.
This
he killed
crazy.
Him. The guy in the truck, he got out. He ended up killing his ass too. Crazy. He took the money that the guy that was coming out to the bank with, he just took that money and he rolled away on the bike. They never found the nigga. So after that, they put the law in that the person that's the guy that's left in the truck is not allowed to leave the fucking truck no matter what. Whether the next nigga die or not, he can't leave the fucking truck.
Mm.
Period. And then they put another nigga in the back with a shotgun. The nigga in the back always got a shotgun.
Shotgun.
Mm. Nigga in the back. Oh, he even got a shotgun. He got something big.
That's what I'm saying,
so
man. Like, it's
you three niggas in that truck.
Mm-hmm.
You give that first nigga you kill come out. That the driver ain't gonna leave. So you gonna have to kill him, and then you got the nigga in the back with something big. With something big. You know what I mean? You gotta kill him too, but he got something big. Just
it's
know
gonna
that.
Be hard. He ain't open the door.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, nah. You
door
gotta
closed.
Do something about
everything
that.
Everything closed.
So it's tough.
So how you gonna get that when everybody.
Only way to
know?
Do is to blow the doors off that motherfucker. Yeah. You gotta blow that whole damn truck up, damn near, and get what
you
get. You
gotta blow the whole truck up, basically.
Can I tell y'all a story that I something I could have probably been introduced
Grand
to?
Grand Theft Auto shit.
Can I tell y'all a story of something I could have probably been
That's
introduced
real GTA
to, but I didn't want to fuck with it. Well, I didn't fuck with it, and then nothing happened, nothing like that. Oh, so y'all gonna say nothing.
Oh, yeah,
fuck
go
it.
Ahead. Tell a story.
Go ahead, little bitch.
You I'm better calm the fuck out. Shit.
Yeah,
fuck
yeah,
you talking
like,
about,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
I seen the fucking hairs on the back stand up when I said
this nigga's crazy.
Yeah, this thing got his fucking shirt
I'm
off.
I'm sick of you fucking shirt off.
So we're gonna put I'm gonna put this on the podcast because I'm never gonna do it. And I know the motherfuckers around me ain't gonna never do it. But if y'all decide to go try it, so be it.
Okay, let's
so,
go.
So let's say you want to hit a lick. You want to rob some shit in that type of nature to get a half a mil.
The armor truck.
A quarter million dollars.
From where?
The armor truck?
No.
Okay.
Let him talk.
No, not the armor truck.
Talk.
I'm talking. You
talk
shut the fuck
shit.
Up, nigga.
Let your chain swing.
My chain is not swinging.
It's
shut
swinging
the,
right now.
No, the fuck is not. Anyway, shut up. So.
Get some ice.
You have cash machines out here, right? There's people out here when the cash machine fucks up. There's people out here that have to come out here and fix the cash machine.
Okay.
I've seen them.
The cash machine holds quarter million, half a million in them. If you're able to spot that individual and get away with it, that dude has to come open that cash machine. If you time it enough and watch him enough, he opens that cash machine, then you go rob him. Because it's like a It's like a fucking long ass fucking sleeve drawer type shit.
You about to get somebody killed.
I ain't about to get nobody killed. I don't know what you talking about, because I'm not encouraging this shit. I'm just saying that's something that came to me during my lifetime, and I said, yeah, nah, I'm good. Like, I'm cool. It's too much. Too risky.
That's the nigga that's reloading the money and all that shit.
It's too risky. So I said, fuck all that. But, you know,
first of all, you should say fuck all that because it's illegal, not because it's too risky. This nigga is crazy. Yo, it's too risky. It's so too I said, risky. Fuck it.
Fuck that.
No.
First of all, it's illegal, bro.
I fucking hate y'all. Why you pointing out shit? Stop snitching. Let me tell the fucking story about it.
You should be like, nerd right now. You should like, nah.
You catch him at the right time. That motherfucking cash machine is open. You can grab that money. It's a quarter mil, just like that. It's on you, though. I'm just telling you. It can happen,
but don't do all that shit.
But nah, don't do it. But it can happen. But snake. Dirty Water Podcast, my nigga. What we got? Lion King coming.
Yeah.
You yeah-ing about?
Me hoeing.
You think so?
I fuck with Lion King.
I do too. Young Simba.
Simba had to learn hard.
I like the original Lion King, but one thing I don't like now.
Oh God!
As I get older,
the redos.
It's musicals. I don't like musicals.
Why not?
I just don't want to see somebody. Singing and dancing around, but
they all gonna do that.
You know what I mean? The Lion King ain't no people in it, so I just it might be might not be as bad as I think it is.
Animals, man.
Word. I probably will see it just for the fuck's sakes, but
you ain't gonna go see it.
I'm not gonna go see it, but I said I probably see it.
I'm gonna go see it.
Yeah, no, I'm not spending my money on that.
I'm gonna take my kids to go see it. I'm gonna take my son.
Yeah, I don't have no kids.
My daughter's crazy.
Yeah, that's dope.
You gonna see it? You gonna see it, Moses?
I'm gonna see it.
Has your son seen the original?
Yes.
Okay.
He likes little young Simba. Okay. I think he was real.
No doubt.
Little survival. Struggle. You know what I mean? Little survival.
I think he went through some struggle.
Uncle won't shit. You know what I mean?
Yo, uncle was a scumbag.
Fuck his uncle.
He was a little bitch. He was a bitch.
Fuck his uncle. For real.
That was a fucked up shit, though. I mean, I guess it's just real life, though.
I like how it looks real, though.
I'm waiting on
it. Are you talking about the new one?
Yeah.
It's tough. Okay. I can't wait to see the monkey.
Technology, man. It's good.
Especially when you hit him on the head and shit like that.
Are you Simba? Yeah, I think it's gonna be real dope. You know what I mean?
You a king and you don't even know it.
Spark that one, cuz. So what's all this? What's everybody in the frenzy about this Little Mermaid
and
shit?
You and your Nori shit. Spark this one.
Oh my God. Shut the fuck up. Exactly. Smoke the fucking backwood, Moses. You ain't gotta hit the wrong
mic. You just keep on just smoking. don't say nothing, sir. Just
how you feel about Little Mermaid shit, Moses?
What?
The Little Mermaid shit.
Little Mermaid shit.
Because of little young. Why?
You said Little Mermaid shit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just talking about those.
I said white people don't like that your little young black girl is playing Little Mermaid. Who cares?
I don't think they should just worry about that. I think they should focus on how good the movie gonna be.
Right.
That's the thing, we don't worry about whatever character's playing what character. And what if that character's supposed to be black and y'all do it white? We're not going to trip. We're going to see.
It's a fictional fucking character.
Like, it's not nothing to be mad about.
Get over yourself.
But I'm just, if you do a biography, we really going to be mad, okay? So, like.
My thing is, what if she auditioned and did that well for that part? Like, so.
That's the thing.
Like, she well deserved it.
If
that's the case.
Skills, that's what's up. I think they just seen a different vision. So just let them go with the vision. See how it is first.
I hope we ain't making this a racial podcast.
I don't think so. Like, I don't think nobody should get mad.
We love white people. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, but y'all niggas got to calm down, man.
Nah, that's a fact.
It's not that serious.
I think they should stop tripping. Just go see
and
the
Shorty,
movie.
Shorty going to do her damn thing. Yeah. And you going to go see the fucking movie. So shut up.
And it's a musical. It's a musical shit too, right?
Right. Yeah, and she sings.
And she sings, right? Sings, so, yeah. So what's... Why not have a true singer playing that role?
Exactly. Yeah,
she's
gonna do her damn thing.
Right. And there's a Caribbean song kind of like in it.
But she ain't from the Caribbean.
I'm just saying, though. It's just like, it doesn't matter. What I'm saying is.
It's probably got Wyclef
on it. Not a, he said it's a Caribbean song. It's just, nigga, the lobster was Caribbean.
Yeah,
nigga. He was,
but I'm saying, y'all had throwing that in there.
That's what I'm saying.
They had a Jamaican lobster.
On there,
That's a Jamaican lobster.
I'm just saying, though. What I'm saying is, it's all kind of nationalities and all type of cultures.
It's gonna be hot.
Yeah, in the movie. So, what difference does it fucking make?
They got white Jamaicans.
And that's a fact.
Yeah, they got white Jamaicans.
Yeah. Wyclef gonna do a beat on there.
They got Chinese Jamaicans, nigga.
Hold up, Dave. They got Chinese Jamaicans.
That's a fact, nigga. You gotta
show me a Chinese Jamaican,
nigga. You go to
what do he look like?
You go to fucking China. The Chinese people down there, they
you
speak.
You ain't been to China for years.
My nigga,
to tell
listen to what I'm talking about. Don't even worry about it. I'm saying you go to Jamaica, rather. You go to Jamaica, you go to these Caribbean islands, they have Chinese people on there.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese people, they speak with a Jamaican accent.
Oh,
they
my
have
God.
Kids, they're born in Jamaica.
Okay.
Those is Chinese Jamaican people with Jamaican accents.
Yeah.
So you talking to a Chinese nigga and he sound like a nigga from down the block. You know what I mean? So he's technically Jamaican. He's from Jamaica, but he's just Chinese.
Fucking up.
They have Jamaican Chinese niggas, nigga, you don't think you can.
The Asian accent don't sound like a Jamaican accent?
No, nigga, they not speaking Asian. They're speaking Jamaican.
I'm just saying accents, people.
No, nigga, you know better than that, nigga.
He's asking, man.
Nigga, you sound stupid. You know better than that.
No, I don't. What'd he say?
Say something in Chinese.
I don't know fucking Chinese, I don't know Chinese.
Say a Chinese accent. Ching choing. Unfortunately.
Ching choing, bumbly Clyde. What you want me to do?
Change the subject. Right
Race.
Change the subject. We're not doing that.
We're not racist. Okay, it's
right. No, we ain't doing that.
We just
But you know the
chicken
difference.
Chicken fried rice. Okay, I'm done with this nigga right here. Is chicken fried rice a the Chinese Jamaican?
Matter of fact, nigga, have you seen fucking Shatters, nigga? There was a Chinese nigga in Shatters.
Guess what? I didn't see Shatters.
Oh, your disrespect.
No. Hold on.
This nigga's never seen Shatters. And there was a Chinese nigga.
Yo, get out.
This is what happened. I'm going to tell you why I haven't seen Shatters.
So white Jamaican dude.
No, because we had this conversation on here before, but we'll have it again, whatever. I didn't see Shatters because when I started watching it, I had to read subtitles. And I did not like reading subtitles.
When you got to come down.
That's all I'm saying. I was like, why am I reading this shit? Because it's throwing me off.
Do you?
If I could take the subtitles off and just listen to them, I'll be all right.
But
know what I mean? But if that shit bouncing around in my face at the bottom, I don't like it.
The thing is, just ignore it. At the same time, I don't look at that. I just look at the movie.
Don't give me subtitles if I don't need them. That's all I'm saying. I don't need fucking. I can understand what the Jamaicans are saying. What up?
That's the thing.
You know what I mean? But don't have that shit at the bottom of the fucking screen when I'm trying to watch this movie. Like, that's fucking whack to me. Fuck out of here. I can understand what they saying.
Shout out to all my Chinese Jamaicans.
Right.
You know, man.
Chinese Jamaicans. Goddamn.
Shout out to the Jamaicans.
I wanted to talk about this shit, but I ain't know how I word it.
Yard boy.
Chill out.
Bumba glug.
Do you two believe that there are ugly people in this world? You heard what I said, goddamn.
Yeah. I think beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Yeah. You know what I mean? That shit empty, huh?
Beauty is in the hold on, say it again, Dave.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
So you think what's beautiful is what you think is beautiful, nigga. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's all in your eye, all in your preference. Right.
I guess I can't really have this conversation.
I mean, there's definitely some ugly.
Yeah, I mean. What did fucking say that, Dave? Damn. Like, don't have me fucking thinking I can't.
It's some ugly people out there, but at the same time, people just.
I feel that way.
Everybody got different tastes.
Yeah.
Everybody know that.
Okay. I feel that way, and I feel like there is somebody for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, but if there's somebody out here, like,
let's just say this right here. If a nigga judge you, you ugly as fuck. That's what you're trying to say.
Right,
because if a nigga be like,
right.
damn,
Right, right. There you, know you go. There
like,
you go.
If I'm like, damn, that nigga ugly. Like, we
okay,
don't judge.
Okay, so my question is, okay, you
niggas
see,
don't judge niggas. Okay, we don't do that shit. We don't do shit like women.
But I ain't
do,
talking about. I'm not talking about dudes. I'm talking about maybe a female.
What are you talking about?
Should a,
ugly
should,
people
should an ugly female should an ugly female have choices?
Okay, but you're getting really sexist right now, my brother. Yes. You know what? And I don't want any parts of this.
I don't want to say.
Okay.
Now just say let's just say ugly people because you know what?
I was going to say
choices.
Both.
How you got choices?
Hmm? Why does ugly people have choices? First of all, you should have a choice whether you're ugly or not.
No, choices as far as like people that want to interact with you and be with you or have sex with you.
Well, like I said, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So just because you think that person is ugly, that other person might not think that person is ugly.
I feel like somebody...
And first of all, sometimes you got to take one for the team.
Listen.
Sometimes you got to take one for the team.
I thought we were talking about ugly people.
You know what I mean?
We are talking about ugly people.
Yeah, he's talking about
just
ugly
smashing.
People.
No.
No, I'm saying listen.
It's not. Sometimes always somebody take one for the team.
Yeah, I gotta take one for the team. But you know, like I said, ugly or big. Ugly or we not gonna do that.
I'm just saying, there's an Undertaker looking motherfucker.
We not
life.
I'm taking
that motherfucker. Like I'm like, why? Like okay, they shouldn't be talking about it. How about that?
My nigga.
Like don't goddamn
nah,
me.
But
don't
like,
brag. Don't brag about right, your choices. Name, don't brag about your choices.
Let's see what the hell he's talking about. Okay. First. What are you talking about?
Okay, let's go.
All right, it's somebody this somebody I know, and this motherfucker is hideous. I ain't saying no names or whatever. Undertaker looking motherfucker. Whatever. And they brag about different motherfuckers that they can fuck with.
And they ugly?
Okay. What the fuck I just say? Mm. All right, this conversation though, I ain't fucking with y'all.
No, okay, let's go.
You gonna get me trouble. First, don't get me in trouble out here.
First of all, nobody brags about ugly chicks. None of my friends is gonna brag. They gonna like, yeah, I just hit
no,
something.
The ugly chick is bragging about the different dudes that they can get with.
No.
No, it's not.
First of all,
that's what I'm saying.
She pulling up her self esteem. But we, let's talk. Wait a minute. Wait the fucking
oh,
minute.
Oh, now you know what I'm talking about.
Wait a
now
minute.
Now you know what I'm talking about.
Take it back.
I just said what I had to say, man. I ain't doing too much more. God damn it. I ain't got time to be getting in trouble fucking with you niggas. Because I'm going to get in trouble probably.
Listen
but
here.
Fuck it.
Listen here.
Fuck it. It's a podcast.
Listen
let's
here.
Do it.
Listen here. Everybody wants to be a star, no matter what, no matter how bright or unbright the star is.
Shout out to Ben Siegel.
You know what?
Everybody
like,
wants to be a star.
I like that, what you
yeah.
said.
Yeah, go
saying.
Ahead. Go ahead. I like it. Yeah. I'm with him, Dave.
Okay, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at the same time. She
don't nobody want
like, to.
Don't everybody want to see the star.
Shut up. Don't everybody want to see the star.
Right,
game.
That's it. Not everybody got binoculars. Man. Right,
not,
man.
You know,
some niggas like
you,
to
man.
Wear shades at night.
Yeah.
They don't want to
see
your star.
They
see
a little bit of the corner sometimes at night. I might, and they go, "But I might just see that star. Mm-hmm. I might just
right."
They don't look
and
at me like
I
that.
And then might just. Then to go, and then it's like, oh God, I hit that shit.
Huh. Yeah, I hope that motherfucker ain't listening to this podcast.
He's crying right now. But it's the same, she crying right now.
Look, like, no more he or she, we
time,
don't know.
Like, reason she's bragging to make herself feel good. Because at the same time, a real nigga shut it down. I ain't trying to be funny, even a real shorty, real queen shut it down. Like, she be like, shorty. Niggas just hitting quit. They ain't buying you shit.
Yeah.
What they buying? But I'm saying though, no.
Why gotta be about stupid. Buying him something though?
He's not spending no time or nothing with her. If a dude like you, what are you doing? Spending time with you, taking him on dates. That's spending money on you. He can eat himself, okay?
Yeah.
Let's get this straight.
I feel you.
We can eat ourselves. I don't need to have you to eat. I don't really need to have you smash, but the thing is, I like you, so.
Got you.
I'm doing different things. They not doing stuff for her. Like, if they do take her to somewhere to eat, they hungry. And she right, getting leftover fries.
Right, right. She's right. Somebody talking about
getting the leftover fries with the cold ketchup.
She getting bag fries.
Bag fries.
Shorty thinks she's shit. You hungry? Shorty thinks she's the shit because she getting bag fries. Right.
Oh my God.
In the corner of the Sprite.
In the corner of the Sprite. Right.
So it hurt.
Bitch, this ain't Five Guys. Yeah, all right, let's change the subject.
I
don't
fucking know these shit. Bitch, this ain't Five Guys.
Come on, man. Come all
right,
on.
Yo, now we on our
love for hip hop. We on
I mean, shout out to the ugly people. We love y'all too, man.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Man, we just talking shit.
I'm not the most attractive. Yeah,
I'm ugly.
I'm the ugliest motherfucker in the world. There we go. And I tell motherfuckers that shit too. Like, I'm cool with it. I promise I'm cool with it. Mm. Let's get on North Carolina shit, though, so we get the fuck out of this motherfucker. It's late.
I'm ugly.
They passing a new law in North Carolina to where drug dealers can be charged as murderers.
If they for what?
Looking like for opiates and heroin.
I know. Explain. If what?
What you mean?
If the person overdoses.
Oh yeah. So,
come on, you're telling half the fucking story. Like, yeah, come on.
I told you.
It's the end of
his shirt off.
It's
the
end of
the
night.
Swinging.
My chain ain't swinging, but yeah.
We just heard it dangling.
No, you didn't. It's the end of the night. Whatever. Let's fucking explain the shit, Dave.
I don't really know it, but I know you forgot that part. But yeah, that's fucking crazy. But
these niggas, it's Dirty Water Podcast.
I mean, selling illegal opiates is illegal. You know what I mean? It's whatever consequence come with that. Even though I don't think the dealer should pay for the user overdosing, but you know what I mean?
For their recreational activities.
Right, but still, it's illegal. So, I mean,
It was basically saying trying to crack down on the opiates and shit, overdoses going on.
Right.
And for, like, you know, doctors prescribing all those, you know, like Percocet, Xanax and all that bullshit.
But the thing is,
that's crazy.
They're just trying to crack down, but you can't get nobody. How you going to, you know what I'm saying? They dead. So who going to tell where they got it from? How you gonna know?
When they do investigations, they look at phone records.
Yeah, they be figuring that shit out. Who was the last motherfucker they talked to? Yeah, the last person they talked to.
And then they look into that person and come and find out if they.
That's where they got it from.
I mean? Bing,
yeah,
bing,
I guess you're right.
Bing, 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 bing.
Damn.
Yeah. So they.
I don't think it's right because you can't fucking.
That's not the case all the time, though. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You can't be mad.
The person selling it can't control the person that's
using
it. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
crazy.
But it's still a way to crack down, like, honestly. Niggas, like, really thinking, probably, like, I ain't.
I think it's probably they're not thinking about the small-time niggas. They probably think about the bigger people.
Yeah, but the bigger people are the doctors that prescribe it out. Yeah. Cause that's where it come from.
No, the bigger people are the people that's it's deeper than rap, cuz.
It's always deeper than rap.
It's deeper than rap.
Just like the JP Morgan Chase Bank shit with the cocaine. It's always deeper than rap, my nigga.
It's deeper than rap, nigga.
Darker, deeper criminal link.
Cause it's not even always the people it's not always somebody prescribing the drugs that's where they getting them from. That's what I'm saying.
I know that.
It ain't only.
I know that.
It's somebody somewhere grabbing a whole jar full of Percocets. You know what I mean? There's somewhere somebody
all
got
I'm
a
saying
whole jar
is I never
full
seen
of
that. So that's all I'm saying.
Right.
I never seen that. I just hear about, you can get the prescription. Like, yeah, whatever, nigga. I'm cool. Like,
what? You change your voice?
Yeah, I got the prescription. Nah, whatever, nigga. I'm cool. I'm cool. I don't do those.
Like,
I don't do those. So what is this, episode 34, my niggas? We got Dave and this motherfucker Moses and his bitch. Cuz over here ain't even goddamn tell us what he was. I don't somewhere around this bitch.
He in the backyard passed the fuck out. He ain't never came back.
And this is what it is, yo, Spectres. Yo, Follow us on Twitter, dirty_water_NC. Instagram, dirty_water_podcast. Bro. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B. Instagram.
Word. Yo,
Facebook.
Dirty Water Podcast @gmail.com. Fucking hit us up. Fuck with us. Send us some shit. Talk shit with us. We don't give a fuck. If you, yo, drink some Hennessy when you listen to our shit.
Hit us up.
You know what I mean?
Tell Lex to put on his shirt when he's up.
Smoke some shit, whatever. You know, I don't give a fuck if it's hemp, weed, whatever. Hopefully make this shit legal out here. We just talking shit. Yeah.
Word, hit us up, man.
Nigga said hemp. Can you please give me a dirty water that Jesus walked on?